The World This Week, Politics.
Japan's Prime Minister Kishida Fumio visited Washington for talks with Joe Biden and to address Congress. America and Japan are strengthening their military alliance, which includes closer cooperation between their command structures. Japan is also to join an American mission to the moon, meaning a Japanese astronaut will be the first non-American to walk on the lunar surface. America, Japan and the Philippines then prepared for their first trilateral summit. The Philippines Coast Guard has recently clashed with Chinese vessels in the South China Sea. China's leader Xi Jinping met Ma Ying-jeou in Beijing. Mr. Ma served as president of Taiwan from 2008 to 2016, establishing friendlier ties with China. The relationship grew colder after he left office. China is trying to court friendly Taiwanese politicians while freezing out independence-minded officials such as the incoming president Lai Ching-te. South Korea's liberal opposition parties won the most seats in parliamentary elections, trouncing the conservative party of President Yoon Suk-yeol. The liberals fell short of a supermajority, however. In a tense phone call between Joe Biden and Benjamin Netanyahu, the American president warned the Israeli prime minister that Israel must do more to protect civilians and negotiate a ceasefire with Hamas. America's policy, Mr. Biden said, would be determined by Israel's immediate action. Israel said it would open the Erez crossing and allow in direct shipments from Ashdod, an Israeli port, opening major new conduits for aid into Gaza. The following day saw a big increase in the number of trucks entering Gaza with humanitarian aid. Mr. Biden later offered ironclad support to Israel if Iran attacks it. Israel withdrew its ground troops from Khan Yunis, leaving just one brigade deployed in Gaza. The remaining troops will try to prevent Palestinians from leaving the south, now home to almost 90% of Gaza's 2.2 million people, and returning to the north. Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of Hamas, who is based in Qatar, said three of his sons were killed in Israeli strikes. Israel said that the three men were members of Hamas's military wing. Jacob Zuma, a disgraced former president of South Africa, won a court case allowing him to run for office in a general election on May 29th. Mr. Zuma had been barred by electoral officials because of a conviction for contempt of court and prison sentence of 15 months. His new party, known by its initials MK, is polling above 10% of the national vote. An overcrowded ferry capsized off Mozambique, killing at least 96 people who had been trying to flee an outbreak of cholera. Separately, at least 38 migrants, including children, died in a shipwreck off the coast of Djibouti. Climate change activists won their first ever case in the European Court of Human Rights. The court ruled that Switzerland had failed to protect its citizens' rights in a case brought by a group of women in their 70s who argued that old people were particularly vulnerable to intensifying heat waves. The judges established a right to protection by the state from the serious adverse effects of climate change on lives, health, well-being and quality of life. 46 countries are covered by the ECHR's jurisdiction. Russia and Ukraine blamed each other for drone strikes on the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, which is in Ukraine but controlled by Russian forces. It was the first time the facility had been attacked directly since November 2022. The International Atomic Energy Agency said such attacks increased the risk of a nuclear accident and called an emergency meeting. Seven people were killed in a Russian drone strike on Kharkiv, Ukraine's second most populous city. Russia has stepped up its attacks on the city in recent months, which Ukrainian officials think may be a prelude to a new Russian incursion. Kharkiv lies just 30 kilometres, that's 19 miles, from Russia. Britain, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, the Netherlands and Norway signed a pact to cooperate on protecting underwater pipelines and other infrastructure in the North Sea. The sabotage of the Nord Stream pipeline in 2022 and damage to a pipeline in the Baltic Sea in 2023 are still unexplained. Some suspect Russian involvement. Others have fingered Ukrainian agents. Iceland is to have a new prime minister. Bjarni Benediktsson, who leads the Conservative Independence Party, was chosen by the ruling coalition to lead the government after Katrin Jakobsdottir of the Left Green movement resigned to run for the mostly ceremonial post of president. A scathing report into transgender healthcare for children was published in Britain. The CAS review recommended moving away from a model of medical intervention for trans-identifying children to one based on therapy. It also criticised the toxicity of the debate on gender for inhibiting open discussion. Mexico suspended diplomatic relations with Ecuador after Ecuadorian police stormed the Mexican embassy in Quito to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president. Jorge Glass took refuge in the embassy last December after he faced an arrest warrant for corruption. He has already served prison time on similar charges. He says he's innocent. Mexico said it had granted him asylum. The first parents in America to be held criminally responsible for a mass shooting carried out by their child were sentenced to between 10 and 15 years in prison. Their 15-year-old boy shot dead four fellow pupils at his school in suburban Detroit in 2021. The parents were found guilty in separate trials earlier this year of involuntary manslaughter. Their son was sentenced to life in prison. Arizona's Supreme Court banned abortion in the state, reviving a law from 1864 to justify its ruling. The order was put on hold for 2 weeks, but the decision has already had political reverberations. Arizona is one of the swing states on which the presidential election in November hinges. Tens of millions of people in Canada, the United States and Mexico turned out to watch a solar eclipse. Some of the regions where a total eclipse was viewable included parts of southern Ontario and Quebec, upstate New York, Indiana and Texas, and Sinaloa and Durango. The event drew hordes of eclipse tourists who booked 92% of Airbnb listings within the zone of totality.